Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day. I'm sorry to irritate the last caller so much, but Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. First question, is Superman a human? Second question, Devin, I think you're the only one who hasn't weighed in on this one yet. Second question, Devin, what's your answer? Which Eagles position battle most intrigues you for camp? Inside linebacker, cornerback, safety, or offensive guard?
I think I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm agreeing with you, Joe. I think the inside linebacker spot, mostly because if you look at the depth chart on that position, and then you consider you have a guy like N'Kobe Dean, who's definitely still going to be injured to start the season, at least, if not, you know, multiple months into the season. You have Jihad Campbell, who's going to be a rookie. We don't know when he's going to be healthy. Like, there are a lot of question marks where I think with safety, cornerback, it's an intriguing position group to look at, but they have options there, right? Where linebacker, like, if not all of these guys, or even if one of them doesn't pan out, they could find themselves in a bind where you only have guys like a young Jeremiah Trotter Jr. to lean on.
Yeah. Elliot, gut feeling, Jihad Campbell plays game one or not?
Oh yeah, I think he will.
Really?
I think we've gone a little far with like Cooper DeJean, who Howie has compared Jihad to. Cooper injured himself right before training camp. Jihad Campbell, and I was surprised to see this. I don't know, Devin, how you felt about it, but he was doing individual drills at the mandatory mini camp.
Yeah.
Vic says he thinks he'll be practicing midway through August. Once he's practicing, he will be active. They are not going to have 90% healthy.
Get some facts and come back and see me.
Wow, James, are you saying no?
No,
to
I
Elliot?
Didn't do that. That's Dave Scalish in the other studio.
He's
he is apologizing to me right now.
What was
he's
that?
Waving the white flag. He said he's bad.
Yeah. But it kind of fit.
I was on the phone actually, so I just heard it go.
Tell
off,
Scalish
like,
more of that when Elliot says nonsense.
Yeah.
Scalish, that was great.
After I complimented his Radio Shack hoodie too. But no, I think Jihad Campbell is probably, I would say it's better than 50% chance he plays week one.
Well, I would hope so after you just made it sound almost.
Well, I mean, way certain. Higher. Like, I think it's probably 70 or 80%.
All right. Elliot, what's an underrated Eagles storyline? What hasn't been discussed? Like, Will Shipley, or is Jalen going to get a new contract? Or, like, what is. What hasn't been discussed much that you think has some intrigue?
Man, it's hard because we discussed basically everything.
Let me ask you this. Do you think Jalen's agent went to the Eagles after the Super Bowl and said, let's extend this?
Yeah, so that's a great one. I mean, Jalen is absolutely underpaid at this point. No question about it. He is not a top 10 quarterback contract in the NFL, and we can debate where he is in that top 10, but he certainly is in that top 10. So I think Jalen is deserving of a raise, and if he has anywhere close to the season next season to a certain degree that he did last year, then, yeah, he will get one next year. I do think one underrated thing, we talk a little bit about it, but we probably don't discuss it enough, is they really don't have anything proven at edge rusher. And I say that to say that that's a major position for them not to have anything where you can count. Everyone's optimistic about Nolan Smith. Everyone's optimistic about Jalix Hunt. But it's just optimism at this point. Like, they have not, for a full season, been impact players. So that would probably be the one big concern. I feel like we talk a lot about the passing game, Saquon, all those things. We're all just kind of sitting along hoping on Nolan and Jalix, but that could end up being a problem.
Look, it's a major thing. I heard Bill Walsh say, after he coached but before he died, I heard him say pass rush is the second most important thing in pro football behind quarterback.
Yeah,
quarterback's one, pass rush is two. I mean, go get the quarterback. How in the world did Nolan Smith within one season go from being so bad to so good?
It's crazy. I mean, also, Jalix Hunt, you know, and credit
but
to...
But that one made more sense because...
I think it made less sense.
No.
Jalix Hunt was essentially drafted to be, and maybe not, but like a redshirt player.
I know.
And he ended up... He's now has a starting job locked up at a critical position in year two.
Yeah, but it kind of, I thought, look, I was surprised he came as far as he did, but we were told he was going to be developmental and that there was natural talent in there. What baffled me is we saw Nolan Smith play for a year and a half. And for a year and a half, he stunk.
So he didn't really play his rookie year, though. That would be my only counter. He was on the roster, but he did not really play.
Well, that also says something. But
no, yeah, I agree with that.
And I mean, real quick on the Jalix Hunt thing, you think he's locked in over Azeez Ojulari? Like, it's
yes,
a lock?
Wow. Yeah, I do. Now, for a couple reasons. One, they drafted him. He's here. It doesn't really matter.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Matter who starts. I guess to your point, is there a world where on a key third down, Azeez is in there over Jalix? Yes, I could see that happening. But I think Jalix Hunt, week one, snap one, will be out.
Okay. Let's get some calls in here. I got to thank Ed in Phoenixville right now, who is one of the many.
Oh, yeah.
That, Ed, I'm going to hold this up again for people watching on YouTube. And it's also, there's a photograph on social media of the tremendous gift that you and other listeners gave me of Hammer Way. And I appreciate that, sir. Thank you, Ed.
No, it's our pleasure. Richie from the Northeast was not only the straw that stirred the drink, he was the drink, he was the cup. I was just sort of the condensate on the side.
How much did everybody contribute per person? What was the...
buddy.
No, I'm joking.
No,
I'll have to get ready to write some thank you notes. I'm writing this down right
apparently
now.
Apparently the store that made it, though, was a big Hammer fan.
You guys got it on... you guys didn't even pay anything, right? You got a discount?
No, I have no idea. I'm just saying apparently the store was also a fan of
thank you
Hammer.
Note to listeners and store. I'll put pen to paper this weekend. All right, go ahead, Ed.
Yeah, so temporarily, it's actually Ed in Chicago. I'm out here visiting my aunt. We're going to hit Wrigley Field tomorrow. It's my first time
there. Good man.
Missing Paul Skeens by one day, but still just a wonderful time out here. Great time at the game yesterday. I wanted a quick question for Elliot on the state of our defense. And, your concern with Jihad Campbell was that he would be used less as a pass rusher, more as just an inside linebacker. he does start the season, is he going to be used more as such, or what do you think about that?
So Vic Fangio said he's learning the inside linebacker position now because it's essentially a more complicated position to learn. And I think that does make sense, right? You know, teach him the tougher position first. And I think edge rushing, you know, not that it's not tough, but it's more technique. And, you know, I think you can put him out there a little more unpolished than you can at linebacker. I think the truth is, as much as I included want to have one way or the other, he'll probably play both this year. I think the bigger question is, in 3 years, where is he playing the majority of his snaps? Because I don't think over a career he can do 50-50 at both. I think he will land at one spot. And I will just be less excited about the pick if he lands at linebacker. I think you, in the first round, when you have a chance to find an impact guy, I want that guy at edge, not at linebacker.
Yeah, my take on it is, I don't know if it's so much he's going to be one or the other. I just see, you know, very dangerous to compare him to a guy like Micah Parsons, but kind of what they do with him. Like, he rushes from everywhere. He rushes.
Yeah, but Micah also, but Micah almost never does stand-up linebacker anymore. Like, he started at stand-up linebacker, and he transitioned, but now I think 90% of his snaps, if not more, are on the defensive line.
Yeah, Ed, I mean, I think what Elliot's saying is Micah Parsons is an edge linebacker. And while he may move side to side,
he does not play inside stand-up linebacker.
He's not like, you know, Brian Urlacher.
Or Fred Warner. Or
Fred Warner, like pick whoever, But I will say, for what it's worth, like, even a guy like LT, I remember, would drop into coverage. I mean, he, you know.
Occasionally.
And, yeah, occasionally. I mean, I remember Keith Jackson burning him in, what, 91 in that, I think it was a Monday Night Football game, burning LT. But. You know, there's also that argument, well, why are you dropping LT in coverage? But this is the point John's been saying for years. If you're out there, if an offensive coach schemes it up, the defensive player has to guard somebody if there's a player there, like a tight end.
And I do think Jahad Campbell has rare athleticism for his size and then for the positions, whether it's linebacker or edge. So I think he can cover. I also think this year he will be a very dangerous player as a blitzer. Overall, though, he needs to develop as an edge rusher or as a linebacker. I'm not sure he's great at either right now.
All right, Ed, by the way, it was great seeing you at the Phillies game the other day, man. That was fun.
Yeah, it was, and it was 20 degrees cooler than the surface of the sun. It was still outside a bit too long, but, yeah, it was a great time with everybody.
Great time. All right, give me an answer, bud, for a role on TV and a role in movies and the best combination.
I'm just blanking right now. It must be the Chicago deep dish I had last night, but I'll give it a shot next week.
You got it, buddy. Ed, appreciate it. All right, best American town you've ever been to that's not Philly. So Ed's in Chicago. Good for him. I've always wanted to get there, never have.
You've never been to Chicago?
No.
Chicago's great.
Chicago's awesome.
James, number one American town to visit is which?
Oh, man. So Chicago is up there. Chicago's a great place, and there's a lot to do and multiple sports teams, and it's just a fun city. It's cold in the winter, though. And look, New York is awesome. Like, I'm not one of those people who hates on New York. I think New York is an amazing, amazing place, minus their sports teams. So those are the first two that jump my head. But I will say, just having gone to San Francisco, I think San Francisco is the prettiest American city I've ever seen.
Like, it's awesome.
It is gorgeous there. It's so scenic everywhere you go.
I thought San Francisco was overrated. So I think if I had to move one place other than Philly, and I was a slightly different, I would pick Chicago. I think it's the closest.
Everyone from Chicago seems to love Chicago.
It is unbelievable.
It's a great city, man.
And it really is the closest to Philly, I think, too, in terms of a vibe and a sports culture and everything.
Yeah,
I think Boston is probably the closest to Philly in terms of, like,
I can't get over the fact that the Patriots play an hour and a half outside the city.
No, I know.
Like, that for me is a deal breaker.
You know what I can't get over with Chicago? And listen, it's just the way they were wired. As much as Jordan was a god, I mean, he was obviously prime Jordan, he might have been god number two there. Do you guys remember who was more beloved for a long stretch?
I don't.
In Chicago?
Like with the Bulls or Chicago?
In Chicago.
You talking like Chris Chelios?
Nope. There was a sports figure.
Oh, Harry Callis.
Oh, Harry,
Nope.
Not Harry Callis. I mean, Harry Carey.
Nope.
Oh,
there was a sports
Ernie
figure.
Banks?
That was,
Urlacher?
No, an active figure back then and then in retirement.
He was a player.
Well, at a certain point. Mike Ditka.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, they were as into Ditka as they were to Jordan. Like, they were.
Well, I mean, because he was a Bear, not a Bull.
Like, yeah, but even at, like, when they fired Mike Ditka, like, people went freaking crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
In Chicago. Devin, best town to visit is which?
Ooh, to visit? I do love Chicago. I love this is like a deep cut. Sun Valley, Idaho is one of the most beautiful places I've ever been. It's like a cute little mountain town. So that, and New Orleans is probably my favorite city to visit.
It can be dirty though. New Orleans can be really dirty.
It can be dirty, but like I love, it feels like you're like transported back in time every time you're there. I also think there's something to be said for open container laws. Like being able to walk around with a drink is one of the most fun feelings. I don't know. I love it.
New Pretty Orleans. Cool. That's
and now
call.
Like obviously with a Super Bowl win, I have like a good you know.
The walking
really
around with a drink thing is
it's underrated, right?
It's so great. It's like so freeing nice. In a way that you don't realize till you're doing it.
It's what I had in my reunion last weekend on campus. You just walk around with drinks.
Right.
It's,
like, I didn't finish my beer at dinner. Oh, I can just take it with me.
It was awesome.
Like it's nice.
Seltzer, remind me to put the like a Fred Barnett Bermuda trip back with me.
No problem.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.